Welcome back to The Upswing, a Father's Day preview show all show long today. Blaine's Farm and Fleet was founded in Janesville in 1955 and has since expanded to 45 stores, the only Wisconsin business in the retail and wholesale category to make the 2024 America's Best Employers list from Forbes, too. So, you know, when you walk into a Blaine's in Oak Creek or Waukesha, big remodel at that store, by the way. Grafton, those are the closest locations for me to the Sherman household and to our studio here in downtown Milwaukee, or any Blaine's Farm and Fleet. You're going to get friendly, knowledgeable service. Chris Ramos is the public relations and events coordinator at Blaine's. He joins us today from the Tri-County Contracting Hotline. Chris, top of the morning to you.
Hello, good morning to everybody.
Thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it.
No problem.
So give us the, I like to just kind of get into the origin story, the full history of Blaine's for those that don't know us.
Yeah, I mean, actually, it's a really exciting story because like you mentioned already, 1955 started in Janesville. We've since expanded to four different states. So it's a lot of stores that people don't know about. We have Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan. And as we've expanded, it's always been family owned, continues to be family owned. Jane Blaine Gilbertson is our owner and CEO right now. Her her dad and her uncle started the business in 1955, Bert and Claude Blaine. So she, you know, grew up in it, witnessed it, eventually, you know, fully jumped into the company when her dad passed away. And now her daughters are in the business again, keeping that family-owned commitment, really helping all of our neighbors. We call our customers our neighbors, so that's kind of a cool thing, too. So really helping our neighbors through everything as times change, you know, like we had kind of bounced back and forth here of different products, different hobbies people are getting into, different connections to our farmers, connections to our communities. So we're always adapting to that ever-changing landscape, right?
Yeah, for sure. And keeping that family commitment as, you know, things continue to scale and things change constantly in the world of e-commerce and at the retail local level, for sure. So what's happening? I hear there's some remodel at the Waukesha store. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Right. So what we do at Blaine's, fun fact, 45 locations, we've never closed a store ever in since 1955. We've never closed a store. So when we go to a community, we stay there. And while we've never left a community, we just have opportunities to do grand reopenings. We reinvest in our current locations, you know, jazz them up, get the outside facade worked up, change some of the departments inside. So Waukesha is currently going through their grand reopening and new facade and everything like that. We have that event actually coming up October 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Okay.
So we do huge giveaways, massive gift cards, prize packages. Everything's on sale. Everything's a really big, you know, celebration. We're having the chamber come out and everything. It's going to be great.
Okay. When we come back from the break, I want to continue our conversation with Chris Ramos from Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Talk about some gifts for dads. Three things that you didn't think you could find in your local hardware store. And I want to get his thoughts on increased competition and just kind of the ever-changing landscape in the e-commerce world. This is the Upswing Father's Day edition, talking hardware. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to The Upswing. Chris Ramos from Blaine's Farm and Fleet joins us. Chris, I asked my dad for Father's Day gift ideas for him, and he simply just said, just give me a gift card from Farm and Fleet. So, you know, I like buying gift cards. It's easy. But what are some of the maybe a little bit more creative ideas for gifts for dad? What are you seeing in the kind of the top selling categories there?
Well, it's funny when we look at top selling, you know, it's funny that you do mention that because a lot of that is us coming back to being an animal expert. So I always say there's two things that you can do for dad. Number one, you can help expand his collection, and in collection, I mean tools and grills and, you know, outdoor activities.
Right.
So, you know, what better way to get home improvement done than just to give your dad some extra tools and then now he's got to go try them out, right?
Yes.
But on the other side, Don't forget about your furry friends, and dads love to spoil their true loved ones, which is their four-legged friend. So we do have tons of Blaine's branded feed, Blaine's branded food. I think that's an exciting thing for people to realize that, you know, when you're going through the store, we always call it a treasure hunt because, you know, you're walking through, you're like, oh, that's cool. Oh, that's cool. Dad would love that. You just have to be there and you have to walk through it. And I think that being in the moment, yeah, the gift card's cool because you let him do the work. But right. You know what? If you say, hey, I got this for you and I've been thinking about you, that's the, you know, real dad's day.
Yeah, I'm just going to walk the aisles and find something a little bit more creative. And then I'll supplement it with a gift card. That I think that's the way to go.
That's part two, right?
That's right. That's right. The best of both worlds. So talk about the pet side of the business and how that's growing. Specifically, you had launched the prescription portal Animal RX. How's that business portion growing?
So, again, what we've been doing is just watching the market, watching what are the needs of our neighbors. A lot of times we hear that, you know, there's something changing in the farming world or there's something changing in the pet world or tools, and we just instantly adapt for all of our locations. Animal RX is one of those initiatives. The idea there is that a lot of farmers were able to just buy medications and buy items that they need for their animals to stay healthy and just purchase those. Well, the FDA changed it that now they need a prescription for that. So, of course, we jumped in because we knew it was going to be an obstacle for everyone. So we can fill those prescriptions. Hmm. And the great thing is you still have to get a prescription from your vet, and then you can go to animalrx.com, fill out your form, and we'll have those ready for you. So again, just filling that need, making our farmers' days more convenient, and, you know, taking that stress away from them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you seen a balancing of online and in-store sales? I mean, obviously, we're way past the pandemic, and people are kind of getting back into their regular shopping kind of habits. Are you seeing that at Blaine's?
Yeah, you know what we really have seen, I think a lot of stores have this, but we have our BOPIS, buy online, pick up in store. So we have a drive-through, and our drive-through is super, super convenient. You can go ahead and place your order on the Blaine's Farm and Fleet app. You can pay for all of that, and you just drive up. We have it ready in an hour. So you can go ahead and fill your list, pull right into our drive-through, and we have our staff right there with your order. It's super convenient for anyone just kind of on the go, but also people who want to spend time online and kind of look at things and read and review and then say, okay, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, you get the rich experience of seeing all the reviews and seeing comparable products, and then you can kind of, I don't know, I enjoy the online experience, but then you can kind of mirror it with the physical, and they work well together.
Yeah, and our websites are you know, really laid out well. You just change your location, so whatever store you're closest to, and it'll update the quantities, update the availability, and it'll say, hey, there's six available at this store. Great, I'll take that. You know, so wherever you are zipping around, if you wanted to get to your closest farm and fleet, like you said, there's three or four near you, you can just choose that location and it'll get you updated.
All right. We've got about 30 seconds. I always like to ask, what are two or three things at a hardware store that I would be surprised that, wow, this is carried at Blaine's?
Yeah, I think number one, I mean, we carry kayaks and, you know, grills and things like that that you would expect. But also really I think the assortment of candies, beverages, snacks, pet food. You know, we talked about like our own bird seed and things. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much every hobby you're into, everything you need for your home and your homestead.
All right.
That's what we have at Blaine's.
Very good. Chris Ramos from Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Appreciate your time.